Liturgical Day, Sunday the 28th, in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to St. Luke. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along the border between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, 10 lepers came to meet him. Keeping their distance, they called to him, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." Then Jesus said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." Now, as they went on their way, they found that they were cured. One of them, as soon as he saw he was clean, turned back, praising God in a loud voice and throwing himself on his face before Jesus, giving him thanks. This man was a Samaritan. Then Jesus said, "Were not all 10 healed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God but this alien?" And Jesus said to him, "Stand up and go your way. Your faith has saved you." Our commentary is by Father Antoni Carol from San Cugat del Vallès, Catalonia. Today, once again, we may substantiate how our attitude of faith may stir up Jesus Christ's heart. The fact is that some lepers overcome the social dislike they all suffered, and quite boldly, too, came to meet Jesus, and we could say, in quotation marks, coerced him with their trustworthy petition, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." Jesus' reaction is immediate and sudden. "Go and show yourselves to the priests." He who is the Lord shows his power, for they went their way. They found that they were cured. This attests that the measure of Christ's miracles is precisely the measure of our own faith and confidence in God. What else are we to do, poor creatures, in front of God but trust Him? But with an operative faith that forces us to abide by God's wishes, a minimum of common sense will suffice to understand Cardinal John Newman's words, quote, "that nothing is too difficult to believe in if referring to He whom nothing is too difficult for." If I do not see more miracles, it is because I do not really oblige our Lord, lacking confidence and obedience in Him. As St. John Chrysostom said, little faith can achieve a lot. And a flood of joy and gratitude crowned that faith in God when, of them as soon as he saw he was cleaned, turned back, praising God in a loud voice, and throwing himself on his face before Jesus, he gave him thanks. But what a shame! Out of the 10 benefiting from that great miracle, only one came back. How ungrateful are we when we so easily forget that all we have comes from God and that we owe everything to Him. Let us resolve to oblige Him from now on while demonstrating our gratitude and faith in Him.